Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Los Angeles Lakers, and maybe more on them later on, as it was Luka's return to Dallas last night that was made for a couple of really fun moments, interesting moments. And for Luka, one of them was a very emotional, sad moment as he got the video tribute and all that good stuff last night. Not so much for Nico Harrison, maybe also a sad moment for him as 22,000 people were chanting, "Fire Nico!" that was fun. That was fun. We're going to enjoy that a little bit later on, I would imagine. The Rockets, Luke, entrenched as the two seed coming out of the Western Conference as the regular season comes to a close here, just a couple of 3 days remaining in it. Believe it or not, and I don't really focus too much on the Eastern Conference standings, but from a Rockets point of view in the West, they are only one of a handful of teams in the entire NBA that have their seed sewed up. There are still 15 of 20 playoff/play-in seeds that need to be determined with just a couple of days remaining in the regular season. You talk about interesting. That's going to be interesting. It has been, even just here in the last week, as tight as it's been.
Yeah, hopefully it provides some interesting games, because the problem is half of the league has no interest in winning right now and are tanking. And so you get a lot of, as we were watching earlier in the commercial break, these clips of, what was it, the Bulls and the Trailblazers, whatever that game was.
Yes, it was.
Horrendous basketball, because there's these teams that just don't want to win. So NBA basketball this time of year can typically be pretty brutal to watch. Hopefully we get some interesting games, especially figuring out the seeding in the West here down the stretch.
You know what that was? It was the 5-on-5 version of NBA Jam, right? Back in the day, like when you're playing against the maybe somebody else or the computer, the NES, and it's just like failed alley-oop, boom, failed dunk,
right.
Launching a three from half court, you know, turnover, you know, dribble it off your knee. It was just that kind of a back and forth. It was wild in that Bulls and Blazers game the other day. It looked like an NBA All-Star game, to be honest with you. But, you know, for the Rockets, they're the two seed, and nobody saw that coming preseason. Like, maybe you thought there was a chance the Rockets, if they were able to put things together, they could get close or maybe even win 50 games. You know, PC pounds his chest saying, "You know, I told you they'd win 50, and I'm happy. That's great. I thought there was a chance they could, too." Boy, I tell you what, after they lost Fred VanVleet, times were looking very bleak in their chances to do so, and they have since climbed out of the hole that they had dug themselves from an injury-related standpoint, and they've done it. They've entered to a curious portion of the season for them, though, and I understand that Jalen Green played last night in the Rockets 134-117 loss. He only played 15 minutes, by the way. He was the only one of the regulars that did play in the game last night. Cam Whitmore got 32 minutes of action. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about what Ime Udoka's plan was going into that game, then I don't know what to tell you. But just a couple of games left, and your schedule is the Lakers and Denver. I think the Rockets are probably going to need to try and keep these guys as fresh as possible while also staying as healthy and rested as possible. Maybe you're taking it easy with guys like Fred VanVleet, maybe Alperen Şengün, you know, with the back that he's been dealing with. But all that aside for now, are they the most disrespected two seed that we've seen? Do you have other examples in mind that could help me with, like, context here?
I don't really, because I don't know if there's some... I'd have to keep digging further back, but just in my memory, from the jump, and maybe this is recency bias, I don't have anybody that compares. Because, for example, the context I would provide is the fact that the Rockets right now are 11th in championship odds. You know, odds to win the championship this year. You would figure as a two seed, theoretically... And even based off of winning percentage, they have the fifth best record in the NBA. So theoretically, they should be around the fifth best odds. And yet they're 11th. You know, like the Clippers are ahead of them. The Nuggets are ahead of the teams that are behind them in the standings. I think the Warriors are ahead of them, who might be in the play-in round.
Yeah, they're scary.
They are. But they're going to have a tougher path. Doesn't mean they can't pull it off. But so just that idea of typically if you're a number two seed, you're higher up in the odds. And I look back even in more recent years, like we didn't have this conversation, I don't believe. Maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment, I'm misremembering, but even like the Grizzlies were the number two seed multiple times in recent years where they were a young team, unproven in the playoffs, kind of like the Rockets. I think that's the one thing people hold against the Rockets is not only exceeding expectations this year, so people have a hard time buying into it, but also just we haven't seen them in the playoffs. We haven't seen them win playoffs here.
That's it. That's it for me. It's maybe disrespected, like, I understand the question, but I wonder, you know, if, is it possible, you tell me, and Tyler, you can weigh in as well, is it possible to be giving them the proper respect while not expecting a whole lot just based on the zero track record that your young nucleus has in a postseason? This is the first time the Rockets are playing postseason basketball since 2020. This is the first time they've been this good in a regular season since the 18-19 season when they won 50 games before. And we've got expectations for Jalen. We've got expectations for Amen and Alperen Şengün. And I asked the question weeks ago, like, as the Rockets were really kind of starting to heat back up. And at the time, they had won four straight out of what would become a nine-game win streak and now has grown into winners in 15 of their last 17 games. One of the hottest teams last night, notwithstanding, but it doesn't count because you didn't play anybody, in the entire NBA. And Jalen Green has been that closer at times during that stretch. You've seen the value, how incredibly valuable to this team Fred VanVleet is. And so knowing all of that and not forgetting, you cannot forget, don't discount, because you're asking the question, are they the most disrespected two seed? Yeah, maybe. But are they just outright disrespected in general? I feel like they have been. And ever since they'd lost Fred VanVleet, people had forgotten about like when this team was whole and they were in that stretch of playing 14 out of 18 games on the road. And they'd won most of those games. And you swept the Cavs. You swept the Grizzlies. You beat the Celtics on the road. And you beat the Lakers during that stretch, too. But that last game when you beat the Celtics on the road in their house, late game, clutch moment, Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, you know, the go-ahead and then the clinching bucket in the final few seconds. I think ever since then, as soon as the Rockets had put themselves on the map with that performance, they took themselves off. And it was because of injury. People said, same old Rockets. Maybe it's too early. They're not ready for this. They're not built for this. And now I wonder if just their performance within the last week has kind of changed people's minds. And maybe if that can stick, if you can get another performance, another big win over the Lakers, or who knows if that Nuggets game is going to mean anything. I mean, both of these teams may not have anything to play for in a couple of days. Maybe more seeds are sown up. I don't know. But I think they can continue to make you feel confident enough going into the postseason that there's a better feeling than just you're playing with house money.
I think the last week or two should certainly help. And I might be speaking out of both sides of my mouth because I don't think the Rockets are going to win the West. And in a playoff series, the Warriors are probably more threatened. But it's that, just that idea of respect, because I don't know what more you need to see from the Rockets, especially now they got those big wins recently, beating a couple of good teams and really, you know, giving it to the Thunder and doing a great job defending Golden State and what they can offer up with their lineup, especially with those two bigs, you know, using Steven Adams now. But if you go and you look, any way you slice it, you know, like the Rockets have the second best record in the West against winning teams. They have one of the best records in terms of 10-point games. So they have some of the most blowout victories in the West. They have the second best record in one possession game. So they have found ways to win close games, something even Oklahoma City hasn't done. The Thunder are 1-4 in one. You know, they don't play a lot of close games. When they have, they've lost those games. Mm-hmm. And they're a young, inexperienced team. So that's the thing where we talk about the Rockets being young, inexperienced. The Thunder are young. Their starting five's the same age as, I believe it was Auburn's starting five.
good Lord.
Yeah, that's a true fact. That's not me trying to be funny. That's true. And the Thunder, like, what have they done to show us in the playoffs that they can go win the West? I know they've had this dominant regular season this year, but I go back to even the Grizzlies as that 2 seed that I referenced earlier. Like,
yeah,
they had no track record. They had a young star in Ja Morant. I just don't remember the conversation being the same around them as it is the Rockets, where everyone's just immediately like brushing, we don't need to worry about the Rockets. They're not going to be a real threat in the West. Like, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Warriors. You know, these are the teams we have to focus on.
You know, it's a great analysis. But I think while it's a factual point by you in terms of like the age, the inexperience, you know, for the best team record-wise in the NBA this season and the Oklahoma City Thunder, like, I'm sure they're one of the favorites to win the NBA title. That's ahead of the Rockets, who are, as you say, ranked 11th right now, and they should be. But it's almost like until that old guard, those teams, those players that are on those teams that have been a pain in the ass to teams just trying to break through, like the Lakers, like the Warriors, you know, just the Nuggets in the Western Conference alone, until they're knocked out, they're the team that you always have to side-eye and worry about. And I think a lot of people are rightfully doing that with the Warriors. And I was listening to Nick Wright, you know, a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, I can't remember now, you know, talking about it's the time of the year now. He's a LeBron guy. The Lakers, watch out. You know, good luck trying to knock them out and beat them four times in a 7-game series. Not going to happen. No team is built to do that. Well, I got to see it. Now, we haven't seen the Lakers iteration of LeBron James and Luka in a postseason, but we're about to. And I don't know if it's going to be, you know, as a, they're not entrenched as a 3 seed now, are they? They've clinched a playoff spot, but I don't know if their seeding's entrenched. Maybe it's a 3, maybe it's a 4, maybe it's a 5. I mean, they're all muddled up within a game and a half, or a half game of each other. That, to me, is like what it comes down to. The teams that are battle-tested and have been for years, as opposed to a young Rockets team and even a young Oklahoma City Thunder team that's been battle-tested in the last couple of weeks. You know, what wins out?
Mm-hmm.
We know the answer more times than...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not until it changes.
By the way, someone on the text line, because I have been trying to think of examples that could compare, and someone said the 2015 Hawks, who won 60 games, were the one seed in the East that year, but you know everyone knew LeBron was going to run through the East. And I went back and I looked. The Cavs were the favorites to win the championship that year in 2015, but the Hawks had the fourth best odds.
Yeah.
And they did make it to the conference finals. And that was a team that was under 500 the year previously, the Hawks were. Came back the next year, won 60 games, so talk about overachieving. People knew they were fraudulent. They saw the fourth best odds where... Again, I don't think this Rockets team is ready to win a championship yet. But like the Timberwolves have better odds than them to win the championship. We trust the Timberwolves more right now than the way the Rockets have played?
Oh, I can't get there. Right? I can't get there. And it's not at all an apples to apples comparison, but kind of like the texter, you know, he took a one seed. Look, the Rockets are going to play a seven seed. Don't know who the seven seed is going to be. Okay? Rockets as a two are going to play a seven seed. I remember it was... 17-18 New York Knicks team, and I think they did it again in 18-19. They went into the postseason as a 7 seed and in an 8 seed, back-to-back years. Both times played the Miami Heat. Obviously as a 2 seed and beat them. And in the whatever year it was, I think it was 18-19. Did the Knicks go on to that year play the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals? They ended up losing, and I think if memory serves me right, fairly... You know, handily, the Spurs took care of them.
Oh, yeah.
In the finals. But
the strike shortened season.
Yeah.
Right? The 99 finals.
It was a 99?
Yeah.
I don't remember, you know, what the two seeds odds were, you know, in winning an NBA title. But look, it's not very often, you know, that a 7 seed upsets a 2 seed in the first round of the playoffs. It's happened literally a handful of times in the last 40 years. So it's one of those great sport/NBA anomalies.